we understand the language of thoughts. What is the reason that here we need to speak? We need to communicate with each other. Because first thing is, there is a lot of misunderstanding. A lot of imaginations. And in order to clarify this misunderstanding, we need to speak, clarify. In Baba's knowledge, then why we need to speak? We need to share our understanding. It's not to clear the misunderstanding. It is to share the understanding. So, I wait until the Russian instrument comes. By the time, maybe, perhaps, if you can give me some questions, what I have in my mind, I will share anyway. If you have any questions, so then it will be opportunity to speak on that as well, so it can be helpful for what you need and what you are, your expectations or anything you feel that would be helpful for the center, for the service companion, for your own progress, based on anything, on the basis of your chances and challenges. If you want to ask anything, that will be also nice. Then we use the time until the Russian brothers and sisters get the devices. A question, what is the yuktis, what are the methods to make others cooperative, to create this vibe of cooperation in the center? Okay, a balance between checking your own initiative, your own feelings, your own ideas, in other words, checking with the seniors. Balance between initiative and checking with the seniors. Other aspect, any other thing? From brothers, satisfied, no? Oh, you are writing it, okay. What is your image of Paramdham? Can we speak about color and form of Paramdham? Okay. Yes. Brigitte, if you can make the notes of this question. The first question was, initiate. The first question was actually, checking. This question, second, third, fourth questions, no, once again, because otherwise, first question was, cooperation. First question was cooperation. Second was checking. The third is third is color of the soul world around them. The yukti to maintain the enthusiasm for the self progress or being alone in the center, yukti is to keep your stamina high. Yeah. To have to feel stability when there are obstacles, yes. If the inner challenges are there or the problems of sanskaras are there, how to maintain then the state of the consciousness of service when you are internally not feeling good? Yeah. because their own sanskaras are not allowing you to feel that serviceable, and what should be the ability to do service, yeah. Okay. Om Shanti. It's a great fortune to be an instrument and it's really if throughout these years when we check the blessings that Baba has shared with the teachers, Avyakt Bhavdadas, Murlis, as many times Baba comes, he does speak to the teachers. Sometime he calls them service companion, sometime he tells them you are right hands, sometime he says that you are instruments, sometimes he says that you are Guru Bhai, means the brotherhood of the same level, sharing the task. Guru Bhai means sharing the task of bringing salvation to the world, the people, with the same responsibility, same courage, same honest dedication, faith. It's a Guru Bhai, means like Brahma Baba has the same, like follows Shri Baba's Shrimat in every aspect. You are also Guru Bhai, means you are on the same level of responsibility, of the rights, of dedication, of sustenance, of care. In that aspect it is Guru Bhai. Is following the directions of the same Satguru, walking along on the same path. Different ways he reminds us to be seated on our seat of self-respect. It's a great opportunity to be an instrument, to first to accept I am an instrument. The second thing is to believe I am an instrument. To accept I am an instrument and to really believe in an instrument, it's a great opportunity, it's a fortune. To believe, to really be living in the center, to live in the center with honesty, is the greatest fortune of all. Now, what is the difference between living in the center, being an instrument, accepting that yes, I am an instrument, and believe I am an instrument? What is important first? To live in the center, or making myself instrument beforehand? So what does it really mean to live in the center? As Baba said today, it is not a question of the building. Like the yajna is not a building. Sorry. यज्ञ यज्ञ मीन्स अ प्लेस ऑफ प्यूरिफिकेशन, अ प्लेस ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस, अ प्लेस ऑफ ऑनेस्टी, अ प्लेस ऑफ डेडिकेशन. इट्स नॉट अ बिल्डिंग, इट्स अ कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन. So, in the same way, when we say, I am living in the center, I should ask myself, am I living in the center? Really, truly, am I living in the center? What is the meaning of living in the center? Living in the center means being in the center of the forehead. Living in the center means being in the center of the forehead. And throughout the day and night, how many hours I'm living in the center of my forehead? Or I'm living in the building of the center? I am living a place where it is called center. But if I am not in the center of the forehead, sorry. This is being recorded. I am not sure whether it is being recorded or not. Yeah. So somebody is recording on his handy. So when I am really living in the center of my forehead, it's automatically the operation takes place, right? Because the machinery functions when the operator is there. Otherwise, all my, whatever service I'm doing, it's happening. But in right consciousness, whether it is happening or not, result will be according to the attitude, consciousness, feelings, intention. So Baba wants result, but I have to check whether I am really operating in the right consciousness. Or we say, okay, we don't call ourselves in charge, we call ourselves coordinators. But what does it really mean? Is it my own, that what I call, what is meaning of coordinator or living in the center? So when the soul is living in the center, being in the center of the forehead, because the conscious then is completely different, then I am not a teacher. I am not in charge. It will become so natural. I am really an instrument. I am not in charge. I am not a teacher. Then the consciousness is, it's my great fortune. It's my great fortune to charge my battery, the soul battery. The moment I think myself in charge, I should be ready to face the challenges. Reason? Then expectations of everyone is of the highest level. Because here I am an example. Expectations have to be highest because this others want something much more better than what they can do. They want very highest level of everything. What they have been doing, if it is on the same level or on the less than that, naturally it will be that they want to make us aware. Then they become instrument to teach us. And it is true, I have to accept this challenge to change my attitude. That though for name's sake I am a teacher, but I am here to learn something. It's not a criticism. Even if it is not right, for example, maybe sometime a connection or criticism, maybe not 100%, 80%, 50%, or not even 2% right. But it's an opportunity for me to accept that something more addition is needed in me. So it means I am ready, an instrument does not work on its own. It needs a machinery. It needs somebody to handle it. So, okay, I'm instrument for Baba, but I'm also instrument in this big machinery. So if I believe this and I accept this, then it's always a chance to move forward. It's not a criticism, it's not a challenge, it's a really chance. Something to become better and better. Sometime in Mama's time, we used to, such kind of classes would take place, and the practical experiences everywhere the same. Sometimes it is not that you are making any mistake or intention is wrong, no. It's a very pure intention. And you are doing something good, but expectation of other person is more than your capacity. And people don't accept your capacity, but they wish that you should be more. They want to make you better. And so in that way, sometime comment, sometime criticism, sometime direct questioning kind of challenge will come. Mama would say, don't take it as a criticism. Take it, it's a really opportunity, it's a chance, is it? It's just like see what comes out from that. You consider yourself as reformation. In our life should be always like this. Like Baba is changing me into a statue, which is an example, an image. an image which is respect-worthy, an image which is praise-worthy. And so, just like a stone, when it's a stone, the statue maker person, the sculpt, what is called, sculpture. So when he is forming a statue, it's just a stone. As the time is moving on, the stone is changing into a statue. Stone does not become a statue straight away. The stone is gradually, the idea is coming also in the mind of the one who is shaping it. Others are also giving an idea. The stone becomes a worshipper, the statue. This chiseling is not a chiseling. This hammer is not a hammer. This hammer is an opportunity. So Baba is making us from shells to diamonds, from stone to a statue. And so, when I take it as a criticism, I block myself. When I take it as a chance to become also detached from this situation, and really honest, what is giving me, is anything which is really helping me? It is hurting me, of course. But can it help me as well? And so we would say, Mama, but honestly, I don't have anything what this person is talking about. Means I don't have any feeling, I don't have any wrong intention, I don't have any kind of my even in thoughts. Mama would say, it is good. It's a warning for the future that you don't have it. It might come. So it's a very good that beforehand it can come, that this thing might come, and then you have to face it, so you are ready beforehand. For me, it's not taking it as a direct criticism for yourself, but something to create in yourself. It's a chance for creativity rather than criticism. And so in reality we see when we come to Baba, when we live physically in the center, we have to live all the time in the center of forehead. But in fact it helps us to live in the center of forehead. To be in the building of Baba's center is also a great fortune, or my golden chance, diamond chance, because it's the need of that place, responsibility of being for that place, makes us active and alert. If I am not living in the center, I'm still free. Okay, wake up or not. It's my own room, my own home. But a center is there. Baba's light should be on. If someone comes in, the door should be open. So it's the qualities which were dormant, it is situations actually, the need or expectations of others is also a fortune for me. They might not come at the right time, but the expectations is the center is open at the right time. Student can come half an hour late. But I cannot say, okay, student come half an hour late. I open the door half an hour late. So it is an opportunity, and for me to be accurate and get ready at right time. And so when this feeling is there that I want to do something good, seeing for some time, long time, if I am doing good, others become cooperative. I cannot expect cooperation from others. If I am accurate and I am doing something in my own heart, with my really feeling of great joy, this inspires others to experience that joy. If I am doing something with pressure, others don't want to take pressure. If I do something with heaviness, they don't come for heaviness, they want to just be lightness, no? And so, in fact, in order to make others cooperative, is I need to create that enthusiasm of doing what I'm doing. And for that, as this one, it is just like how to maintain that stamina to remain always cheerful and happy and following Baba's Shrimad, is that when Baba is making me my sanskaras of self-sovereignty, but also a kingdom is being established, a sustainer. Baba is making me. Here it is not a question of king with authority of ruling others, but it is sustenance. Why we are there in the center? To support and to sustain others. And to support and sustain others, it means that I support and sustain myself as every time what Baba says, I exercise on my own self. One time we asked Mama, one sister said to Mama, "Mama, what should I do throughout the whole day? There's no one coming, and I feel very bored." Mama said, "Start giving course, no, to your tenants." She says, "Mama, I'm living in the center. In center there is not tenants, means it is not a house rented to other people." Mama said, "No, you are your own tenants." So she didn't understand. Mama said, "This is in your building, and who are living here? How this building? What is this building? This building is the sense organs. These are your tenants." Every day you communicate with them, start giving course to that. Start give a course to your forehead. Start your course to your eyes. Give course to your ears. Give course to your lips. Give course to your hands. What does it mean? It means that here it is just like in the same things. Baba had said in very different beautiful words. Baba said, "Go and sit in front of the pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan and compare your organs with your organs. Compare your organs with their organs. Compare their eyes with your eyes. Compare their features with your features. Sit in front of the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan every day." Now these things are, on one side, they are very abstract. And it is like it needs effort to do that. But they are very practical. in a sense. Now when Baba is saying, give course, Mama said, give course to your forehead. So when we give course to other people, what we teach them? The first we teach them is think the thoughts of joy. Think the thoughts which, because as you think, your thoughts is the index of mind. Face is the index of mind. And so where your thoughts are, so your forehead is telling if worry, or your forehead is telling if this tension. So look at your face, and really, and your forehead. So teach yourself your forehead here. You are seated here. And think of, really truly, believe this. Just when you give the lesson to another person and you teach them, you are a soul in the center of the forehead. Give for 15 minutes course to your own self. Just 15 minutes. Sit with this powerful thought. I'm seated here in the center of forehead. I'm a pure and peaceful soul. I'm a shining star. I'm radiating light. Until you accept and believe this, that you are this. This is what you want to give course to the student, no? You don't want to just give them information. So what has happened, that the knowledge you have, you for yourself you have made an information, which you are giving to others. But in fact, it is not information. It is the something which is confirmation. But without experiencing, you cannot confirm it. Because information, affirmation, confirmation, what it is. So now you have, and then, so you are determined that other souls should understand this. But first it is you yourself believe that this is what I am. And this is not only knowledge, it's automatically yoga. It's automatically dharana. So this consciousness that I am a teacher should change. I am a student of Baba and I teach myself first. I learn how to teach. And it is not that we get training from others and then we become expert. In fact, no one gives training to anyone. The training is only information. What is real training? As exercise, no? Experiment, practical exercise. Real training for the self is to put into action. Training is not what the teacher trains. It's not information. For example, if it is a cooking training, it is not information. The person has to cook. It's a driving training. The student has to drive. In the same way, there is also training for the self. It's not love. Love for what? The real training is that what I am really understanding, is it, do I believe this is what I am? I'm practicing this. So this is what it is mean, living in the center of the forehead. I live in the center. And when I'm not living in the center of forehead, I'm living in the center, naturally my thoughts and feelings will be different and it will not be accepted by others. And then it's a challenge. Because they want to me to be what I tell others. That's why I'm called teacher. Otherwise, why should I be called teacher? What I'm teaching? So then I'm giving just information, like they can read a book. So I am also just like something I'm speaking, but I am not practicing. So I cannot. And then it's because I did not avail the opportunity of really learning. I took the chance being a teacher and straight away took this responsibility of teaching. But this consciousness of learning is very, this is the foundation. If my foundation is not strong and I'm very enthusiastic to teach, very quickly I fall because this foundation is not strong. So Baba, in different ways, he uses different words for that. Instrument means humble, instrument means incognito effort maker, nirman. Nirman is a word he uses. Avyakt Bhavdada uses nirman, nimit, and nimit has a two meaning, instrument. And instrument means for the name's sake. Nimit really meaning is for name's sake. It's not really I am doing. It's Baba is using my name. I am just only an instrument for the name's sake. I am there, but real work is being done. It's Baba's knowledge. The real work is done. It's His power. The real work is His blessings. Real work is the opportunity that came in front of me. So I take this as a really an opportunity, a chance. It's a golden chance for me. No matter what our situations are there. So in order to get the cooperation from others, it's my own honest dedication for myself in the work of Baba. And that not with the pressure. It's a joy when I have this really feeling. It's really upliftment for us, no? It helps us to conquer sleep. It makes me all-rounder. One should think how to maintain the enthusiasm for that. We should make a list. What are the practical benefits of being Baba's instrument? Certain opportunities are there because straight away here I come in connection. I come in front without even making any effort. Here always is Baba is making me an instrument to be in front of others. Baba puts me in front of her for his task. His task is there, but I am here. He glorifies the child. Because I am representative of God. But in this aspect, this consciousness has to be. This chance is there of being glorified. Opportunity, but I don't take it guarantee. In this I have to become totally detached. I want to glorify God. He wants to glorify me. I should accept this. But I should not accept that others will glorify me. Understand my point? God wants to glorify me. But I must reject this idea, means I must not expect others will glorify me. So the honest thought, if I'm detached, is that they are not challenging. God wants to glorify me, others are not criticizing me, they would not glorify me, but they are helping me, that vision of, that God has vision, because they also want to have the same vision. They want to have an experience. God has a vision, others want to have an experience. And so when they want to experience, so they should certainly test me, no? It's not a challenge. Because they want to experience this. For example, I am trustee of Baba's home, for example. I am a just practical example. Baba's center is a yajna place. It's a yajna. Today Baba said, center is also yajna, where everything is given in the name of God, where everything is sacrificed for purification. It's everything is given for creating fortune. So now in this yajna, I am Brahmin. Or a teacher, Brahmin, instrument, the one who performs the yajna. So people bring things at home, in Baba's home. Do I value the same with economy? Or am I using it? I'm careless about it. It's like Baba appreciates, no? Whatever souls give in Baba's home, Baba appreciates. And he expresses, no? This is, for example, today he said that even a handful of grains are not grains, they are jewels. He expressed his feelings. Now, is my really, that my, in my heart is also the same feeling? Same bhavana? The value that Baba has? Or my expectations are that this one is a, so capacity is much, gives only limited. So I have not made him cooperative. On one side, I want to encourage, but internally I'm discouraging. I'm discouraging because I did not create my bhavana. Because his or her heart is not opened. And I have also closed my heart, what he gave to yajna. So now here it's a chance for me to appreciate. And it's a challenge that I don't compare. I don't have the comparison of somebody helps or not, or somebody helps less and somebody helps more. Or another aspect, okay, people are generous, they have faith, they are giving in Baba's home with generosity. And I am also earning and I am looking after Baba's center, not that people have given cooperation. I have earned enough money. Am I really careful with economy? If I am careless in using, others will not then cooperate either. Because there I have thought it, it's my money. See, it is outwardly, God gave me chance to make my fortune, okay, others are not cooperating, and I am earning, and I have enough money, but I have not made it Baba's money. Then I am also careless in using. Others will not cooperate. Because it is Baba's, whatever I am doing it with love, and I am caring it, I am not careless. It's in His name, and I am using economically, with that love and enthusiasm, which will automatically make others enthusiastic and loving and cooperative. But if I think it's a chance for my fortune, but it is a challenge whether I am detached from my, because my position, my money, my center, my way of doing. So then others will not cooperate. They don't want to give me. They don't want to cooperate me, they want to cooperate Baba. And so I become Baba's. What I belongs to me become Baba's, then I am trustee of that. So in this way I am creating love in their heart for Baba. When my dedication is there, it's an opportunity to dedicate, but it is also a chance, challenge, whether I am detached of my. And this is why it is just like on one side, it's a great opportunity to be on a different level than others, because others are student, I am Santra Nivasis, others are householder, I am on the different level in Baba's machinery. But in fact, I cannot function if the small instruments are not there, given value and respect. So it is economy automatically brings cooperation. Joy and enthusiasm brings cooperation. Dedication brings cooperation. Given love and respect to others, whatever they bring, automatically brings cooperation. Appreciation brings cooperation. It's very important in this aspect is that even somebody, for example, have been, then it is of appreciation and they are giving cooperation, but I still have to become detached, that I don't expect, I don't become dependent on that. Once we become dependent on cooperation, it's a challenge for me to become detached, because I don't create my mental karmic account with them. Because when we become dependent, the moment we become dependent, it becomes a challenge, that person will stop giving cooperation. It's a subtle machinery. For example, in the center, someone comes to help in cleaning. So that person cleans for 6 months, for 1 year. Very enthusiastic, very dedicated, a lot of things. And then we become careless. And I am not giving attention and care that if that person is making fortune, it's fortune for me as well. Internally I take she is doing and it is her duty. Or it is his task. And where I can help and cooperate, I don't take care, I don't give support, After 6 months, after 1 year, that person will stop. I am not a servant. I am not your servant. Because our expectations make him feel, I am not helping, it's not for Baba, it's this person wants that I do for him or her. It's a very subtle. It's a chance for cooperation, but it's a challenge of being detached, remain detached. It's a subtle checking of our own selves. So, am I offering something from Baba's home with great love? Or am I offering because I want something from somebody? So all machinery, godly machinery, is a very subtle machinery. So when we are internally busy in teaching my own self the subtle aspects of spiritual philosophy, we are learning something new and new, and every time something will click and you feel joy. So first step is play with the jewels of knowledge. In order to maintain the stamina, you have time, no? Play with the jewels of knowledge. Experimenting on the self. So it is not boring now. It's really very entertaining. And when the tests are there, challenges from other comes, it's not really a challenge. It's a good chance for me to be honest with my own efforts. It's really honest is that here I have expectations that others should believe, which I made myself believe that yes, I am better. I have made a good progress, and they should accept this. No. They should test to see it's real. I do best for 20% or 40%, but they want 100%. So I make 20% and I think others should believe it is 100%. It would not be, no. This challenge is for chance me to become 100%. Yeah, 20%, 30%, it's right. I took the chance. But then I became careless. The moment I become careless, criticism comes. I think all of you would have also experienced this. One mistake, nobody can tolerate. Because they want perfection. They see. They want me to see perfect as Baba wants to see me perfect. And so in this way, it is really, it's a being in front of everyone. We are here, the whole world is watching. And the world is watching, but the family is checking. Because they want to make me perfect. The world is happy, whatever performance we perform. New people come, they are happy, we give them course. The same thing you speak to a Brahmin. Words are same. You give meditation commentary to a new person, he's happy. Brahmins don't sit when you give meditation commentary. The moment you start giving meditation commentary, they will go out from the classroom. Why? Words are the same. So it's a very subtle that here am I just doing whatever I'm doing is it's some percentage, 10%, 20% is truth. 80% is not truth. So I have to generate the feelings within me. And then becoming detached, if others are not, it's okay, because they don't want to copy. They are honest. Students are honest. I should not think it's a disrespect. I want to share this word, this subtlety. I am giving meditation commentary and I am expressing my loving feeling. It's my heart, what it is. Their feeling is different. How can they become parrot and copy my love? Understand? This meditation commentary I'm giving, new person wants to learn, and so he would appreciate. Students old, they have had their connection, whatever way they want to communicate with Baba. They don't want to become parrots. And so when they hear the words, they feel disturbed. So they want to go away. Or some out of respect or for the service of new, they can sit there. So now here it's a challenge, but it is a chance for me to be so real that I don't get disturbed by this. I don't think it's an insult. I should be really thinking here the reality. Love cannot be copied. Each lover of God has a different way of communication with God. And they know they are beloved of Baba. And they want to have their love, feeling, communication with God the way they want to do. Yeah. You get disturbed. No. See, these are two different things. When you are really, you have the consciousness of learning. There's a different. At that time, and the teacher is detached, does not want to teach you. Then you learn. The moment you think that students should sit there, I'm giving meditation commentary, and others should also sit and listen, they would not listen. Attitude is changed. Then it's a challenge because I'm not detached. It's a chance to share the powerful vibrations. It's a chance to share the atmosphere. But it's a challenge to remain detached. It's a chance to help them to learn, but not that I am teaching them. This is the difference, no? Then others will learn. Because those who want to really develop, they have respect and they want to learn. Because they want to practice now. And so in every, from morning till evening, Amrit Vela is a chance. To me become an example, but it's a challenge that I keep myself so lighthouse and mighthouse and generate the vibrations. Bringing Baba first with me, not I am coming there. Reading Murli, it's a chance. It's a wonderful chance to enjoy this reading love letter. It's for me. But this reading Murli is a challenge. That I am so detached that when a particular point comes there in the Murli, I am not thinking this point is for that person. and I draw his attention. It's a challenge. In every aspect from morning till evening. You see, chance or challenge. So, again and again, it's my own checking is most important thing. And that's why I'm not a teacher. I'm a student of God. And this is a training center for me. It's not a living in the center. When I'm living in the center of the forehead, I'm still living in the center for training center, because till the last breath, it's learning. And then when it is this something, certainly I have learned, then there's enthusiasm, I have confidence, and I create some things. Okay, then here a question that comes, okay, then shall I, it is my own initiative, or I offer to the senior, or I check with them. So it's my idea, it's initiative, and it's very real and beneficial, and I know I have given to the senior, and at that time it is not accepted. Here it's also a challenge for me to become detached. It's my initiative or it is Baba's touching? When it is Baba's touching and Baba's task, and I have offered it and I checked with the senior, and it has taken time, I should have patience and faith. If it is Baba's touching and it is real for godly service, it will happen because it's God's touching. But if I have expectation it's mine, it's a test for me, and it is same in between, somebody else has given the idea, because Baba has touched somebody else also, and that is accepted, and I lost my enthusiasm. What does it mean? It means I don't have faith it was Baba's touching. Little bit deeper going. If it was Baba's touching, then Baba made it happen through another instrument. It has not happened because it's my initiative and I want to have it happen. But Baba want to have it happen, so it is training for me to be detached and happy if somebody else is given. Am I equally happy? So chance and challenge. Again. It's Baba's task and it is done, but because my attachment with that idea has caused a little bit barrier, so I let become detached as well. Then it will work even without me thinking. So it's good to check and then it detached, and yet with detachment speak again. Not losing hope, not losing faith, and not thinking person does not love me, has favorism for others. No, idea does not have favorism. Idea is favorite, not a favor for me or anybody else. Idea is favor. Planning is Baba's favorite thing. It is favorite service for in favor of everyone. I should keep myself detached. Then I have a courage to say it again. But the moment I take it personal, I am blocking it. And so it is a chance for improvement, but challenge to become totally neutral. Then it's double chance and progress. So we are in this, we are becoming worthy with the waves of, if we are in the ocean, of many waves of different vibrations, different opinion, different chances, but the rough stone becomes a saligram, smooth stone. a shining stone, and much more, many, many challenges, becomes a statue. So first we become a shaligram, very smooth, being in the center, and then we become a statue, worthy to be worshipped. Om Shanti, time is up, because we are... there is a group coming from Europe, no, from UK, to meet here. And so we finish with 3 minutes of silence. The main thing is the real, honest consciousness, feeling, attitude, intention, no? Simple thing. Now I'm sitting so high, elevated, no? Right? If I would have made my position too high, or my consciousness is to see everyone, so then you don't have to dance. The dance of neck, no? Difference, no? So it's every little thing is a checking of the internal attitude. Om Shanti.